Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me in the studio is the wonderful, the fabulous, the marvelous, probably don't know if I'm going to say Mylon or Jill. Anyway, they're both that way. Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard, and your phone calls today on New Life Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Great to talk to you. I've listened to the program for over a decade.
How are you today?
I'm surviving.
No, well, let me ask you this. Are you having sex with her? Now, that's just not hard to answer. It's either yes
well,
or no.
Well, I think the answer's obvious.
They simply want you to drop into a system of order which acknowledges who they think they are.
This is a big problem in our church. People get one verse and they make a religion out of it.
So
you got that passage in Ephesians, and you look at that, and all of a sudden, you're going to be drinking Kool-Aid on an island somewhere because you got one verse theology.
Reflect back her feelings and let her sit with them.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Mylon Yurkovich.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey there. Well, let's tell people where we are. I believe it was last Wednesday, we were in the studio and we were talking about the need that New Life had for $200,000, and that's just the bare minimum for us to stay on the air. And, you know, we may not make it, and we're okay with whatever God does, wherever God leads us. And so people have supported us. They have supported us. They've come along, and we're grateful for that. We're not out of the woods, but I still don't know what's going to happen, but I know that a lot of people that haven't given before have jumped in and supported us.
That's
online
great.
And by phoning it in. So feel good about that.
We've heard some amazing testimonies on the radio.
Yeah.
About people saying, for instance, I've been listening to the show since 2003, and this has changed my life. It's like going to counseling. And one person was saying, I listen to the radio, and then I watch it again on TV.
Right.
And
you double know, dose.
Yeah, I get a double dose, but it sinks in that way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For a lot of people, this is and will be one of the most important shows for them ever, learning about self-awareness, self-reflection, internal reactivities, interpersonal reactivity. This is a show that tries to really help people where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah. And how is God honored in my life? How does all this work together? How do I integrate the spirituality that I get on a Sunday morning and the Christianity that I've learned to follow? How do I integrate that into all of my life?
You know what's interesting about that, Jill? What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, when we are freed up, when we figure out the things that hinder us, then we have more to give back to God.
Well, a lot of people make fun. You're right. But a lot of people make fun of, I didn't mean put in the word, but.
Okay.
Just, you're right. Second thought.
Period.
You're right. No need to say but.
No need to say but.
And here's my next thought.
You're right. Here's my next thought. A lot of people think, well, emotions and stuff like that, that's psychobabble, you know. But it's not, because God's an emotional God. And I tell people, you can have some of the highest IQs. You can have an amazing biblical quotient of knowledge of God. But that's not what trips up relationships. It's emotions that sabotage relationships. Anger, withdrawal, the inability to regulate our emotions. Those are the things that
destroy
relationships.
And the stuff that people often don't want to look at.
Yeah, the stuff they don't want to look at is what's throwing us under the bus as in Christian relationships.
I would just like to go home with some of the people that talk about there's no need for counseling, just claim victory.
Oh, I wouldn't I wouldn't want to go home with them. I don't know why you'd want to go home with them. Because it's probably not real there.
Yeah. Anyway, we are so grateful to get to do this and try to help people see beyond just the superficial. And we try to honor God in doing that. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. 1-800-639-5433. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll go to our phones right after this. That number is 1-800-229-3000. We're really glad you're with us today here on New Life Live. So hang on, and we'll talk a little bit more about our situation, and we'll talk about your situation here today. Thank you.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of. The man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this. But I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back, and the stations that are going to be taken off of the air if we don't find the money, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Colorado Springs, Dallas, D.C., Denver, Los Angeles, Louisville, Omaha, Orlando, Oxnard, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Seattle. Pittsburgh is the one that would go first. So hope and pray that if God is leading you, you'll let us know what you think. Let us know by either supporting us or not. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk with Anthony from Palace Hills, Illinois. Hello, Anthony. How you doing today?
Excellent, man. How you doing?
Doing all right.
This is my first time calling. I've heard a lot, listened to you guys a lot. I've also been receiving an email from you guys. Last week, there was a statement in there about forgiving myself. Wondering how to do that.
Okay. Well, some people think you can't really forgive yourself, that it's really much more about finally accepting and integrating God's forgiveness into your life. But whether one is true or the other is, whether one is, the first is the only thing that's true or the second is the only thing that's true, whatever, we know what you're talking about when you say you can't forgive yourself. What is it that you did that you think is so horrible that it's beyond the forgiveness of God?
Oh, that's not the case. I may not have been clear on that. I believe that I'm forgiven before God. I've been a Christian now for coming into 10 years yeah. of uninterrupted sobriety and new life. And I also do my best to instill forgiveness into my you know, my life through, you know, I found out about the Lord through the 12-step program, you know.
Okay, so are you saying you don't have a problem in forgiving yourself?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Don't know how. Yeah, okay. And so could you share with us what it is that needs to be forgiven?
Well, I mean, if I was able to forgive myself, why would I need God? Why would I need the blood of Christ or the Holy Spirit?
Well, that's part of when we just talk about this phenomena of feeling bad about what I've done and beating myself up over what I've done, that's different than living in forgiveness, but in forgiving yourself, it has everything to do with the blood of Jesus. You can forgive yourself because Jesus has forgiven you. You can forgive yourself because he already paid the price for what you've done. So what you're saying is you don't have the problem. You're questioning the theology of forgiving yourself.
The statement, yeah. If I'm looking through Old and New Testament and Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm trying to see where I, because I don't want to lead anyone in the wrong direction. I sponsor several guys, and I'm in the mental health field now. I work as a wellness recovery action plan facilitator. And when, you know, it, like some things are a catchphrase maybe, you know, like it, you just
yeah.
say things, they don't mean exactly what they
right.
say.
Well, I think that is the case with forgiving yourself. It helps us identify a condition in a person's mind where they're continuing to give themselves a very hard time over something that they did. So we call that, you need to forgive yourself. You could say, you need to let yourself off the hook, or you need to let it go. You need to surrender it to God. There are a lot of different ways we could say it.
Let me just say, I don't think forgiving ourselves means that we ultimately would have the ability to absolve ourselves
right.
of what we've done wrong.
That's to give yourself forgiveness
right.
is not
we're,
what...
We're not doing God's job.
No.
But I think, Steve, what you were trying to say, it's a matter of, you know, a lot of times God has forgiven us and we continue on as if he hasn't. And so, again, it's that gift that he's giving us where we need to then accept that, accept his forgiveness and start living it out instead of being in bondage by what we've done in the past. It's like we're ignoring God and all that he did. And so there's some self-acceptance, I think, that has to come into play where you can say, okay, you know what? I'm capable of doing evil. I'm capable of doing bad things, and I've done those things. But God has forgiven me, so now I'm moving forward in that forgiveness.
Well, there are a lot of people that I wouldn't forgive if God hadn't forgiven them.
Mm-hmm.
But I say to myself, okay, I forgive them. Because I know God has forgiven them, and that's what God wants me to do. But I suspect if God hadn't forgiven, if I had some insight they weren't forgiven, then I might say, well, I'm not going to forgive them either. But I do it because of God's forgiveness that he offers. Is that what you were wondering about? Or is that what the, I mean, I don't know what the purpose of your call is. I'm just doing the best I can to explain it. Dave's got a book, Forgiving the Unforgivable. That's a great mm-hmm. book on forgiveness.
Is that would that give me a better explanation?
I think
than
so.
Than what we've given you, probably.
I think so. He does talk about that the most difficult person to forgive is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't mean that you have the ability to render yourself forgiven. It is acknowledging that you are forgiven,
mm-hmm.
that your sins have been forgotten, cast as far as east is from west. And we need to accept that rather than reject it.
See, now, Jesus, Anthony, you're really on to something important here, because Jesus, and as the human Jesus that we know from the Gospels, he looked around to a group of people, and they were watching him, and they said, what is easier, to tell this man to get up and walk, or to tell him his sins are forgiven?
Hmm.
And he turns to the man, he says, your sins are forgiven.
Right.
And the religious leaders around him say, you know, well, who can forgive sin but God alone?
Right.
And the point that Jesus was making is, well, I can because I am God incarnate. And he's the only human being, Jesus, in his humanity, that would have the capacity to say, I forgive you. You know, your sins are forgiven. You and I, Anthony, do not have that capacity. The only thing, as you said a moment ago, is by the power of God, the power of Christ, the power of his shed blood, the quickening of the Holy Spirit, our sins are forgiven. But as Dave says in his book, many of us, because of guilt and shame and fear, cannot fully receive the finished work of Christ on the cross. And so a lot of us have to piece together a mosaic, if you will, that sort of builds on some emotional healing that allows me then to receive the full forgiveness of God. Because there are so many people, as you, I'm sure, already know, that will say, I just cannot forgive myself for the death of my child. I cannot forgive myself for driving drunk and killing somebody. I can't forgive myself for the years wasted being an alcoholic or a drug addict.
Sure.
And so I think most of us have remorse. But what Dave is trying to say in that book is, if we really understand fully,
yeah,
the finished work of Christ, but also work through our emotional issues,
mm-hmm.
that we're able to receive what God has said to us that he will give us, the complete forgiveness of sins.
Okay. I hope that's helpful, Anthony.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify it, and I thank you guys so much for the Life Recovery Bible, as I've been reading and studying it for coming into my 10th year now, and it's been a true blessing of life for me.
There's a new updated version with additional features in it. And a new cover. You might look for that.
And
well, I tell you what, let me just send you one. How about that?
Cool.
That'd be sweet.
New
Anthony,
Life Recovery Bible coming your way.
Congratulations on your 10 years
mm-hmm.
of sobriety.
Yes.
And the growth and the maturity we hear in you. Mm-hmm. And I think this is exciting. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hold on. We'll get your address there. Anybody else, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Vanessa from Los Angeles, California. How are you? Listening on KKLA. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're okay.
Good.
I have a very important question. I really need help, please.
Okay.
Okay. I need to give you a little bit of a history on my background so okay. you can understand me. Can I do that?
You
sure.
Mm-hmm. Just a little history.
Okay. 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 My parents gave me away when I was a baby. Then when I was a toddler, you know, a little bit older, they went to get me back. Mm-hmm. So I got into depression because I missed the only family I knew, which was these people they gave me to.
Mm. Okay.
And then, yes, and then when I turned to like around 9 or so, my grandma, who did witchcraft, gave me to his cousin who did witchcraft, who raped me and offered me to the devil. And then later on, she started, you know, touching me, sort of molesting me. And then she gave me to her son, who was a drunk. And then my father left me, then my mother left me, then she came to live to California. Then I came over to California, and she told me she didn't want to be my mother or my sister's mother because she was young and pretty and she had a life to live.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And men liked her, and then she didn't want to be my mother. So then I got married, and my husband hit me and cheated on me for 10 years.
Okay.
And mm-hmm.
So
I had to leave because I had to leave because he tried to kill me. And I thought, if I'm dead and he's in jail, who's going to take care of our only daughter, which lives with me? And right. So I feel like I'm stuck. I am a child in the body of a 35-year-old woman.
Hmm.
You know, I do as much as I can for us, but I'm stuck. I do all I can until
sure.
I'm sort of 12, 14. But from there on, when real life problems come, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be an example for my daughter. And I'm afraid I'm going to hurt her by being me because
sure.
I don't know how to be.
So sometimes, quote, Vanessa, unquote, are you saying that sometimes the problems get so overwhelming for you that it may cause you to do things you wouldn't normally do?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you're worried about your daughter, that you're not going to be, you know, you're not able to maybe keep your daughter safe. You might hit her or something.
No, no.
Meaning, no. Okay.
I don't have a job. I don't think I'm good at learning.
Hmm.
I want to go to school, but I was told that I was so good for nothing. You know, it's
Vanessa.
Like a piece of nothing. So my question is, how do I get unstuck?
Okay, Vanessa.
How do I become the woman that God meant for me to be, so I can be a good mother, an example for my daughter?
Vanessa, what you've been through is horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And it's repeated horrific. And I'm so sorry for what you've had to go through. Now, when somebody goes through something like that, they have to do a lot of repair work. What have you done so far, rather than just live by your wits, you could say?
Well, by the grace of God, God put up great pastor who's a Christian counselor in my bus, and he's been counseling me for free because I have no money.
Okay.
And but now he says I'm ready to go to something like Celebrating Recovery, but I don't know if this is what's going to help me because, like I mentioned, I'm like a 14-year-old in a body of 35-year-old woman.
Yeah, sure. Well, and that would be normal.
Well, and this pastor that's been counseling you,
yeah.
I would imagine that it might feel a little frightening for him to want to release you into something else because he's been somebody that's been very helpful and consistent with you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Actually, the only one, yes.
And I imagine that it might stir up, you know, some anxiety for you kind of because you've been given away so many times that even though he's trying to help you and move you towards help, that it might feel similar to when other people gave you away. and that you're having feelings of, wait a minute, I'm still little, don't let me go yet.
Yes.
Because you feel connected to him.
Yeah, it's not only him, it's just like, it's like the world is demanding me to act as a 35-year-old, mm-hmm. but I'm only 14. I don't know. There's a gap of knowledge between that age, and I don't know where to get the knowledge.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll try to give you some help right after this, okay? We'll talk about it at the break. Try to give you the best help possible.
It's a very insightful question.
It is.
I mean, I'll give her an A for just connecting these dots that I'm 35 and 14 on the inside. Yeah. That's so many people, Vanessa, don't have any conceptualization that that's true.
Yeah.
So we'll give her a great welcome for just coming in at that.
And you know what? She made it. She survived to this point. She's made it.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. We're talking to Vanessa, who has been given away and given over so many times, and we just applaud her insight. Mylon, you have some thoughts, Jill, about what should she do right now?
Well, first of all, as I was saying, Vanessa, your insights are brilliant. The fact that you can figure this out about yourself is such an important starting point.
It's shown that you've grown some, Vanessa.
It's the grace of God. I thought I wasn't sure.
Yes, by the grace of God. And, you know, the Bible says in Ephesians 4 that we're supposed to grow up in all aspects unto Him who is the head, Christ, until we all attain to the mature man, which resembles what Jesus looked like. So, if you do get into community, you see, your first family of origin is Adam and Eve. Your second family of origin is your biological parents. And those first two families of origin, in your case, were particularly disruptive to hurt and harm you. They were not safe. There was tremendous fright, chaos, disorganization, lots of confusion, no solutions. Mm.
A lot of violence.
No adults.
No adults. See?
Yeah.
Because your parents were probably also 13 on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they were reacting and probably having to medicate in their own feelings. But as you enter into a third family, the church, and as you risk going to Celebrate Recovery is you risk getting involved in small groups where you can say, I don't feel very grown up here. As a group of people, we help each other grow up because we reflect as a parent would reflect. We share as a parent might. And we help each other grow up. And literally, Vanessa, when I was a young man, I felt very young on the inside too. So you're not alone.
A lot of people do.
A lot of us do. But my wife and I, and then with our Christian friends, we helped each other grow up inside it, in the ways our families didn't help that. So Celebrate Recovery, getting involved in your groups, joining into community and relationship where you tell people how you feel and letting them be an adult to you.
And Vanessa, I was also thinking that as you move towards Celebrate Recovery, you know, maybe you could ask the counselor that you're seeing if he would help you transition there, meaning you wouldn't just let go of one and go to the other, that you would continue seeing him for a while as you start these groups so that it feels more like he's helping you while, you know, he's kind of still holding your hand while you venture out into a community where you gather more support.
Okay, I'm really glad you called, and I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. I hope that'll also be of help to you. And, so sorry for what you've been through. Amazing.
It's terrific.
Amazing. It's torture. All right, let's go to Trish from Pasadena, California, also listening on KKLA. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Doing okay.
I just felt moved to call because I know the ministry, and I've just enjoyed the people being helped so much. I've seen that, and it just is a delight. And I just felt like some of the people are listening, and they may feel like they can't send in very much. But as I was learning about donating, God is amazing. And if they would just send in $2 or $3 and then watch God work, put their faith out there. And it's a little scary, you know, to do something. It's scary for me to call and to say this. But I trust God. And I respect your ministry. It's amazing. I do see God work. And so I just really want to ask any of you that are listening who have never given anything, even $1, put it in an envelope and send it. And then just watch our God work.
So to give what you can give.
Yes.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. We want to be here. But we've just put it in God's hand. Whatever is to be, that's where we are.
You know, people expect.
Thank you for your modeling. I love that. You've taught me so much.
Trish, it's the highest compliment to have you want to endorse our ministry because people expect us to endorse what we do and to ask for support. But for you to call up and say, you know, this is my heart, too. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, it means a lot to us.
Yep. Well, I'm happy to. And like I said, it's a little scary to call and say this, but I only knew the ministry. I've only known about a year and a half. But I have really, really watched. And so I've gone to a New Life Weekend somewhat to check out your ministry. And I've gone to different things that you've had and gotten to know different people. And I've really watched kind of the spending. And I do put my faith in you, and we've given more than ordinary just because I do believe it. And I think you help people so much. Thank you for being so faithful.
Well, thank you.
Trish, that's so nice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to spend a lot of money sending you something, but I've got a free The Encounter book that just came out, so I'm going to send that to you. You're a blessing to us today, Trish. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, if you did look at our finances and the spending, I think you'd be shocked at how much ministry we do with so little money. But, the big part is the what we pay to be on radio. And so we're asking for every person possible, $1, $5, $100, $200. My buddy, he gave $10,000. Maybe you can do that. Maybe you can do $100. But we need your help. And if you can do that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com, one of those. And thanks to all of you who have responded since last Wednesday. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate it. And I hope you'll continue. Those that haven't given, will give.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and just looking down here at where we are and what we're going through. George Ann from Denver, Colorado, KRKS. Hi, George Ann.
Yes, hi. I'm a first-time caller calling in, and I wanted to just tell you that in a time when Christian counseling services are just so needed, your ministry is so appreciated. I just, as a person who is a caregiver for my brother who has traumatic brain injury for 24 years, it's also great to have your number to give out to other people in our church that need, you know, different counseling services and biblical counseling services. So I've been so happy to have the 1-800-NEW-LIFE number to give out. And I'm just so excited about your transparency and your own walk with Jesus, that you all are just so out there for us, that you are not just somebody just, you know, talking the situation out with people, but you all have had your own personal walk and your own personal suffering that you've gone through. Mm. And I'm just really impressed with you all after seeing so many different counselors for my brother throughout the years, to see the work that you all are doing to be so effective, not just, you know, locally, but on such a national, international level. It's really awesome.
Thank you.
And then to hear this morning, I wanted to tell you that Sheila Walsh mentioned in her testimony through the focus on the family ministry that she said that her friend Henry Cloud had helped her so much.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you, because I really admire her and all she's gone through, and I'm just so thankful for her ministry. And that she mentioned Henry Cloud, I thought that was just such an amazing thing that you all should hear that today.
Mm.
That if people call, that someone on such a level as she would just be so transparent about her own suffering and what she's gone through, and how many people were probably helped by her call, you know, I mean, by her testimony today and yesterday on Focus on the Family, and that you all were such a part of that through your ministry, and Dr. Henry Cloud being a part of that.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. We're very grateful. I've heard Sheila talk about Henry numerous times and her own struggle with depression, and she's a really refreshing person that is very, very authentic and self-revealing, and It's just a great gift to all of us. Well, Georgianne, let me send you a copy of Walking Into Walls. I hope that that will be a blessing to you. Let's go to Laura from Riverside, California. Hello, Laura.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm trusting the Lord. I was telling to Putinet when I called in, it seems that your ministry and my a microcosm of what you're going through, but we have to trust in the Lord. Our call is sure.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Our call
true.
Is sure, and
yes.
We must just stand on that. You know, I'm a Christian counseling intern. I know it's what the Lord's called me to do, and yet there have been obstacle after obstacle, the latest of which was drastic financial. But mm-hmm. I'm trusting in the Lord, and I'm praying for you, and I just want to encourage you that, you know, the Great Commission is a military word. We're in a spiritual warfare. And when we sit on a commission, we're sent with our sword and our shield, and we just have to stand where we are and not lose ground. Your ministry is ordained of God, and I know I'm called of the Lord. I'd be doing something else. And I just want to encourage you and encourage the listeners. We can't stop. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a war of the minds. You know, and as Christians, either we're being told, don't go to counselors, don't go to psychiatrists, you know, have the faith and pray, or we're told, don't take the medicine, or whatever. And I have worked in secular organizations where Christians come because they're afraid to go to the ministers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And without
sure.
an organization like you, God's people are going to the slaughter. Literally going to the slaughter.
Yes. All right, Laura, thanks for that phone call.
Thank you for the encouragement.
God bless you. I'm going to send you this little encounter book. If you'll hold on, we'll get your address. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk with Susie from Costa de Casa, California. Hi, Susie.
Hi, guys. This is really a privilege that I got through to talk to you today. I just want to share a couple things. I actually am reading the Recovery Life Recovery Bible, and I love that Bible so much. It's really a blessing. That's from you guys. I have a bookshelf filled with books of yours, but I just was praying today, and the Lord had me read a scripture from one of my devotionals from chapter 26 in Isaiah, and I just wanted to share a couple of verses that I think will encourage you.
Well, thank you. Let's hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's a song of praise to the Lord. It says, in that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing this song. Our city is now strong. We are surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, those whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. But, and then I wanted to read verse 7, but for those who are righteous, the path is not steep and rough. You are a God of justice, and you smooth out the road ahead of them. Verse 12, Lord, you will grant us peace, for all we have accomplished is really from you.
Mm. Thank you so much. And what anything that we've accomplished, we know is for him. Hold on, I'll send you The Exceptional Life, and I hope that will be a blessing to you.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was
thank
really
you so
a
much.
Blessing to hear that.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Maria from Denver listens on KRKS. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you? God bless you.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to comment. You know, I feel so convicted. I listen to your show all the time. I've been listening for about 2 or 3 years, and I argue with you all. I'm here in my car, and I'm getting convicted all the time listening to some of the things that you say, and I argue with you, and so your ministry has really helped me work through some things, and I just wanted to encourage everyone to step up and donate and give an offering, because there's going to come a day when we're not going to have Christian ministry on the radio. I'm studying law right now, and it's very scary to see where we're going, and so we have to stand up and fight and we have to keep this ministry on the air. So I just wanted to say God bless you, and thank you so much for being faithful and just following the path that God's led you on. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt you need to be on the air. So I'm going to write my check as soon as Park and get it in the mail.
Thank Maria. You, Maria.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. God bless you.
Yeah, and we're so glad you have your own opinions, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure that you've never argued with anything I said. It's been pretty much the others. But yeah. No, we
you guys always win, though. You know, so.
We win. Okay.
Well, the scary you. Part is sometimes I argue with myself.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
I go home and I go, I shouldn't have said that.
Why
did I say
so
that?
True.
That was the dumbest thing I ever said in my life.
Or I missed it.
Yeah.
I should have said this.
Okay.
So good to talk to you, Maria.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll send you The Encounter, new novel. Let's go to Los Angeles. Laura, KKLA. Hi there. Laura, are you on?
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm caller, and I'm just really delighted to be a part of this this holy exchange today.
Thank you.
And I bless everyone that has called so far, you know, with their testimonies about, you know, what the program has meant in their life and what it continues to mean. I have been on the periphery in terms of your program. I have not actively called or actively participated financially, but I'm actively participating today as a caller, and I'm also going to contribute. So
thank you so much.
Great. And I just feel, you know, very, very honored to be able to bring you a question for your some insight here. I am a recovering alcoholic. I have 12 years of sobriety, and my
congratulations.
Thank you. My marriage was destroyed through my active use of alcohol, and that was in 1999. And I have I've been doing the work. I continue to do the work, and I feel very blessed to every day to be somewhat emotionally sober. Not every day, and not all times during the day, but I do know what to do when I'm. Find myself kind of falling off. But my question for you is, I would like to be reunited with my husband, my ex-husband.
Okay.
I do not know exactly how to go about doing that, and I've held off because in the past I was always the aggressive one in the relationship, and mm-hmm. I'm not trying to demonstrate that I'm still that same person.
Okay, hold on. We're going to go to a break.
Okay, all right.
And we'll try to help you with that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You are listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need some help, or you can help us. We need your help. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's 1-800-639-5433, and tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Now, Laura?
Yes.
Where is your husband?
He's here in Long Beach, California.
Okay, so you know how to contact him?
Yes, I do.
All right, so...
So you've spoken to him since 1999.
I saw him January the 21st of 2010 when my mother had her home going. I did contact him with a note letting him know that my mother had passed away, and because we had been married for 22 years and we've known each other for, at that time, for like 28 years.
What about you call him up and you say, is there any way you'd be willing to get a cup of coffee?
Okay.
That's kind of not too aggressive. It's kind of, you know, letting him mm-hmm. decide. You're you know, really just coming in at the base level. You're not saying, God told me to tell you to come have a cup of coffee with me or something
right.
like
and
that.
And bring a wedding ring, and, you know,
yeah.
stuff like that.
But, you know... there is a biblical precedent for a woman going after a man. Want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Well.
Oh, boy. I can hardly you know, wait, too, Laura.
After, come on, story
I'm excited. Time. Tell
after,
us,
Steve. After Sarah, Moses' wife, died, he was out by a well, and a lady named Zipporah, is it Zipporah or Zipporah? We don't know.
Yeah, Z-A-P-P-A, something. Yeah,
okay.
I remember. Okay,
so she and her sisters were there.
Uh-huh.
And Moses was there, and Moses draws water for them and feeds and waters their flocks. And so they end up coming back home early because Moses did so much work for them. He was such a nice guy. So Zipporah's father says, why are you home early? And they said, well, because this man... he helped us so much that we got finished early.
Yeah.
And his dad, and her dad says, well, where is he?
A man where?
Where is he? In other words, you found a man that would water and feed the flocks and draw water for you, and you left him back there? And he said, go get him. And so she goes after him, and he comes home, and they eventually marry. So here is a father... telling these girls, go get this guy. And
yeah.
and sure enough, they do. So I think that's kind of a precedent. Sometimes
yes,
it's
yes,
okay
it
for
is.
A woman to go after a man.
I yes, think that was is. The first Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah.
Sadie
dance.
Hawkins, yeah.
I think it was.
All right.
Wow, I love it. I do. And I remember that, but I would have never been able to apply it, make that application.
Yeah,
Steve does stuff like that. Steve
mm-hmm.
has
a viewpoint.
Well, that's why we want to keep him on the radio, because mm-hmm. he's a brilliant guy. But, you know, Laura, I would agree with Steve. I think you could come to your husband and just say, I feel like a very different person. I know how my alcohol was damaging to the relationship. I'd like to begin to, I still love you. You know, there'd be, if you have a coffee with your ex-husband, I still care. And just tell him what your intentions are. And that's not aggressive. That's not the kind of thing that you were describing earlier. That's just to simply to share your heart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's very appropriate to do that. You know, here's another verse. You have not because you ask not. And, you know, I think if you were to just simply say, would you consider that? Even if we went to counseling together, would you consider me again? And I think that would be a neat thing.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I love you guys.
So
I love you guys.
Well, good. Well, and so, Laura, yeah, in doing that, you know, he would have to participate in that, obviously. So that's
yes.
where you're just kind of laying it all on the table and seeing what he does with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad that you called. Thank you.
I am too, and I thank you. Bless each of you and your families and your foes, and just bless you. Bless
thank
you,
bless you. Thank you. Hold on. I'm going to send you this new little book, The Encounter. And let's go to Roberta. One final phone call. Don't have a lot of time. Hi, Roberta.
Hello.
Hi, Roberta.
Hello, Roberta. How are you?
Good. We don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
I just want to say that I'm going to get to the ministry. I remember listening to you with my mother. She's gone to be with the Lord now, and but you helped me listening to you on the radio and also on live on cable. On the cable station.
Mm, great.
And you've been such a blessing. And right now, I've been laid off of work, and I'm a widow, and I have my twins in high school right now. But God's been so good and so faithful, and I just want to be able to give. And I know that the Lord is just going to provide like He always has. And
well, thank
you. I'm so blessed by your radio. And when you said earlier that you needed the funds, and well, I have to be a part of it. I have to be a part of it. I know my mother is in heaven rejoicing also.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, hold on. I want to get your address, and I'll send you this new novel, The Encounter. All right. Well, you know, our need is real, and our need is great. And last Wednesday we came on the air, and we shared just how desperate our situation is. We've been given leniency and grace and understanding, and then, you know, after having an amazing year up through August, where we were ahead of last year, doing so much better than last year, September, just for some reason, the funds did not come in. And so we got behind, and we've been told that we will go off of the air if we don't write a check this month and next month and every month for $200,000 until we're caught up. So we're asking you to do that if you think about it and you believe God is calling you to. The areas that will go off the air are Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Colorado Springs, Dallas, D.C., Denver, Los Angeles, Louisville, Omaha, Orlando, Oxnard, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Seattle. All of those are in jeopardy, and we just hope and pray that you can find a way to support us so that we can stay on the air. Now, we have surrendered this to the Lord. We have said, Lord, what is it you want? We want to honor you every day, and we just want what you want. We think that's the prayer we ought to have every day, not, Lord, give this to me, and here's what we think would be best. But, okay, God, what do you want? What do you want? And if you think God wants it to stay on the air, then help us and support us. And if not, then we'll accept that answer, and we will live with that answer. But I believe it's an amazing ministry of transformed lives. When I look at all of the lives that have been transformed, I am always astounded, as Peter was astounded when he saw those fish in the boat after Jesus told them to put their nets on the other side. It blew his mind. And that's what I believe that God is going to do, whether it's with this ministry or whatever is next. So we're asking you to pray also. What is it, God, that you want them to do? What is the next step that you want them to take at New Life? And I ask that of God right now. Show us your will. Show us what you want us to do right now as our next step. Okay, well, we're about out of time. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard, the author of The Secrets Women Keep. Thank you, Mylon Yurkovich, the author of How We Love, the book that I wrote the foreword and said, if you don't like this book, I'll give you your money back. That's how powerful it is. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com, and those are the same places that you can go to help us. We do need your help. We'll see you tomorrow here on New Life Live. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program,
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.